happenings of the Spiral Politic. A report on the worlds of Faction Paradox. Hello, I'm Zach Crispin, your host in today's segment of Happenings of the Spiral Politic. Today we're going to do a review, preview, taster, teaser of the new Faction Paradox audio drama, Coming to Dust, by Lawrence Miles. This is the first CD in a new series of Faction Paradox audio dramas, The True History of Faction Paradox, as the full title suggests. Brought to us by Magic Bullet Productions, the same people who brought us the Kaldor City series of audio dramas. The story takes place about an Earth year after the events of the BBV audios, Sabbath Day, and the Year Cat. At least to the point of view of the Earthlings. Don't take this to mean that one needed to listen to these previous stories to understand what is going on, let alone having known anything about the Spiral Politic. Hey, that's why we have Happenings of the Spiral Politic, to let you know what's going on. There are plenty of good info dumps in the story to help the new faction initiate understand what's going on. Otherwise, I'm going to try to keep this review, preview, teaser, taster as spoiler-free as possible. So who listening like the fourth evil renegade adventure, Pyramids of Mars? A story about Sutek, the Osirian worshipped as an Egyptian god, trying to escape his imprisonment in Egypt. Coming to Dust can be seen, or at least portions of the story, can be seen as a sort of prequel to the events of Pyramids of Mars. In Pyramids, Sutek's minions included robot mummies and an undead archaeologist.
I am Sutek the Destroyer. Where I tread, I leave nothing but dust and darkness. I find that good.
In Coming to Dust, Sutek's minions include the Malach, one of the many variations of vampires in the Spiral Politic, and an undead house agent.
Please, you're their general.
Not their general. Their god.
You're not like them.
They are merely an instrument. Where they pass, they leave nothing but dust. I find that pleasing.
The story begins with a flashback to a battle during the 15th century between the Christians, Crusaders, and what was believed to be the Turks, but weren't, because they were pale-skinned, wore silver and black armor with masks, and only fought at night. It turns out this was an army of monsters led by Sutek. Jump forward to Italy in the 18th century, where some English gentlemen are investigating a pale-skinned ape that is hurt by daylight on display by an Italian citizen. They fear it may be a Malach and request the expertise of Faction Paradox. As cousins Justine and Eliza help the Englishmen with their investigations, they learn about the heritage of Faction Paradox, some of the current events of the Spiral Politic since they left the 11-day Empire, involving the Great Houses and the Osirian Pantheon, and the importance of Earth to the war in Heaven. As mentioned by some other people on Outpost Gallifrey, the audio quality of this story, technically, is outstanding, and the mixing between the background music and dialogue is perfect. I don't think I had to fiddle with my volume once to try to understand what was being said. My one disappointment with the decisions of the story include the fact the theme tune is much more slow and mundane than what I was used to with the BBV versions, which a slight variation is used for this segment. Also, Actually, the selection of the new actresses to play Justina and Eliza works pretty well, and though it takes some getting used to because it's different, but works. Eliza is this 20th century girl stuck in the 18th century and making all these quirks and being a tourist, while Justine is definitely being the fielding the burden of having such an important shadow and the events leading up to the story. Meanwhile, you may be interested in some who the actors in important actors in the story, in the sense of how do they relate to the Evil Renegades show. Well, we have Gabriel Wolf reprising his role as Sutek, giving an outstanding creepy performance as the Destroyer. We also have Julian Glover, known for playing Richard the Lionheart in the first Evil Renegade story, The Crusades, makes an appearance as the Osarian Upat. The story ends on a cliffhanger, so I hope that Magic Bullet produces the next installment as fast as a speeding bullet, pun intended. On a side note, I'd like to say that the service of the Magic Bullet was outstanding. For a story that was released on July 24th in the UK, I received my copy in Seattle, Washington, in the United States, on July 30th. Meanwhile, so that's it for the review. For future installments of Happenings of the Spiral Politic, I will hopefully review other Faction Paradox material, including audio dramas, novels, and comic books, but also give a primer to the to the world of the Spiral Politic. Some sites I would like to mention in this segment is Magic Bullet Productions, producers of this fine story, which can be reached. They can be found at www.caldorcity.com. Caldor City is one word, spelled KALDORCITY. Then there's Mad Norwegian Press, specifically their Faction Paradox subsite, which can be found at www.faction-paradox.com. And then there's also the Faction Paradox fan site, which can be found at www.factionparadox.co.uk. Faction Paradox here is one word.
Interesting, isn't it? The way dead Sontarans always smell of roast beef.